Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Surge Copper, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol SURG. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Shane Ebert. Now, Shane, I wanted to follow up on a news release that came out last week, November 26th. It is the first hole, and not even the full hole, assay results from the company's ongoing 10,000-meter drill program at the Utsa project in West Central BC. Now, just to bring everybody up to speed, and we will be diving a bit more into this drill program, but the company already has a resource, about 224 million tons of mostly copper. There's also a gold component. Overall, though, Shane, this first hole, the headline numbers are very impressive. Surge Copper drills 0.72% copper equivalent over 176 meters. This also included a bit higher grade, 0.89% copper equivalent over 126 meters. But one thing we should discuss here is that this result is from the East Seal deposit, and the assay results are just of the first about 200 meters of that hole, which was drilled through the East Seal deposit. So let's cover that aspect first. These results, they obviously weren't a surprise for you. You guys know what this East Seal deposit does contain, correct?
Yeah, for sure, Corey. The East Seal deposit is fairly well defined by drilling. We have assays for the upper part of the first hole, which went right through the East deposit. The lower part of that hole tested a target in the footwall of a fault, which cuts off the deposit. So that was the main goal of the hole, was to test this footwall target. So we're not surprised that we got typical East Seal grades in the first hole of the program.
Now, when it comes to the lower part of this hole, figure two outlines it perfectly, where you can see the grade in the upper part, and then this whole 400 meters left of the hole that have results pending. When do you hope to have those results back?
Yeah, results turnaround has been a bit slow. If we don't put a rush on samples, they take 4 to 6 weeks. But in the next couple of weeks, we should have these results out and ready. And then start looking forward to results from some of our other drilling.
So approximately how far are you through this 10,000-meter program?
So we're just over halfway. We're getting excellent production and recoveries from our two core rigs that are on site. We're going to take a break over Christmas, but we should be pretty much three-quarters of the way through the 10,000 meters by mid-December.
Okay, now let's talk about the overall goals of the program, starting with the East Seal deposit. Now, as we said, East Seal deposit is well known, but you are looking for this faulted off structure. Give us a little bit more detail on the goals around this East Seal deposit drilling.
Exactly. So East Seal, we know, is truncated by two faults, one on the east side, one on the north side. The goal of our drilling at East Seal right now is to test the areas immediately around the deposit and look for offsets or faulted extensions of the known mineralized zone. We have a drill testing exploration targets, and one of our East geophysical target has potential to be a fault offset portion of East Seal. So that's stepping out a little further from East Seal directly. But basically, if there's any, call it low-hanging fruit, any sizable mineralized zones in and around East Seal, we want to know about it as we continue to advance and move this towards standalone economics.
So the strategy around East Seal is fairly exploration focused. I think that's fair to say, because you are looking for this faulted off deposit. But when you go over to West Seal, share with us how the strategy doesn't differ all that much, but has a different component here of more building near-term pounds.
You bet. So West Seal is our larger deposit, but it's also not fully delineated. So, for instance, to the southwest, our West Seal deposit is about mineralization is about 600 meters wide and open. So our goal with this initial drill program is to outline the extents of the West Seal deposit, better understand the higher grade cores, and then overall through the winter, we want to increase our drill density, bring it all into a resource base. Basically, we're looking to maximize the resource at the West Seal deposit so we understand controls on mineralization, controls on grade, and move towards economic studies.
Now, what are you hoping in terms of an overall resource to build out here? It sounds like going a lot after the West Seal deposit and testing out the limits there before even considering any exploration success at East Seal.
Yeah, exactly. West Seal is there. We know what's there. We think it's a no-brainer to go in and find the extents of it and then see how that fits into a pit. As we push out different areas, of course, we get improvement and potentially improvements in economics like strip ratios, things like that. So our sort of our tonnage, our dream target there, if you want to call it, is that 500 million to 750 million tonnage range. We think we can see potential for that with what's in front of us. And we want to see how much of that we can get into a reasonable open pit that would make sense moving forward.
So right now, what is the footprint of the West Seal deposit and the East Seal deposit, just so some people can understand at least current size and scale?
Yeah, so the known footprint at West Seal is about 1,000 meters, just over 1,000 meters by just over 500 meters. And we do have some connectivity and mineralization between East and West Seal, but West, the East Seal deposit would be more 250 by 200 meter in scale in footprint.
So then when it comes to ongoing news flow here, what is the process going to be? When I look at figure one here, this one hole we're reporting on, 218, I see 219, 220, those were drilled in the West Seal, and then you go up to 221, 222, 223. That is testing out that northeast extension, I guess, or at least moving northeast from the East Seal deposit.
For sure. It's testing targets up there in that area. So basically, we have one drill testing brand new targets and one drill focused on expanding and targets near deposit. In terms of news flow, we've got a lot of holes drilled. You know, the assays will take 4 to 6 weeks, probably. We expect to have steady news flow throughout the winter. We expect we'll continue to drill through the winter beyond our announced 10,000 meters. That decision will be made coming up in the near term. But yeah, look for every week or two, we should be starting to put out news results. Once the lab, gets through some of the backlog that they're chewing through now, we expect some very steady news flow for the next 6-12 months.
Okay, so in terms of this ongoing 10,000 meter program, though, can you share with us the depth of the holes that you're drilling both at East Seal and at the West Seal deposit?
Yeah, our East Seal hole was around 600 meters. But over at West Seal, it's a much bigger system, and a lot of our holes there are going to just over 1,000 meters. And on the exploration targets that one of the rigs is focused on, we're doing 600 to 700 meter type holes, a little more, a little less, depending on what we see in the core and what we learn from the hole.
All right. So, Shane, how much cash does the company have to keep moving through this initial 10,000 meters and then whatever you guys up the program to?
Yeah, we're fully funded for this program. And if we up it to, say, 25,000 meters, we're fully funded for that. We still have around $8 million in the treasury. We're getting warrant exercises coming in every week, adding to the treasury at about the rate that the drills are reducing it. So, yeah, we're well-financed, and we can be out here drilling for the better part of next year with the money on hand.
All right. So, Shane, just to wrap us up here, at the current resource size, 224 million tons, and the goal to more than double that, or at least double that, if not triple that, are there any other projects in the area or anywhere else in the sector that are comparables that other investors can look to and say, okay, this is what the company is building to?
Yeah, in terms of the sector, in BC, you might look at Kodiak Copper, GT Gold as comparables, companies that have hit copper gold mineralization and have had some good success recently. In our district, I must say, we're still taking an M&A strategy where we're looking to consolidate some of the big key deposits in our district. So I won't get into the details there, but look for news flow on all fronts, exploration drilling, potential M&A activity, and other corporate things over the next several months.
All right, Shane, we'll wrap it up there. I appreciate the update. Again, I will be posting a link to the news release, and I will also post that figure 2 below the interview just so everybody does understand the size of, well, at least the top part of that 218 hole, and then just how big this chargeability resistivity target is below, potentially faulted off from that ECL deposit. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get Shane to address those. Shane, thanks for your time today, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, Corey. As always, great to talk to you.